Today we're talking about sustainable food systems on campus, and we'll be chatting to Mrs. Elsmarie Westhuizen.
Good afternoon. I'm in the Faculty of Natural and Agricultural Science in the Office of the Dean of Natural and Agricultural Science, where I fill the position of Teaching and Learning Manager, but I'm also very much involved with our students at risk. And I'm also doing some research on, you know, the availability of food for our students, because that is one of the factors that makes our students very vulnerable.
So what is meant by sustainable food systems?
Sustainable food system is actually a food system that delivers food security and nutrition for all involved in that system in such a way that it's economical, socially, and environmental sound, and that the food security and nutrition is generated for future generations as well, and that that is not compromised. Because we can generate food for all our students now, but that could lead to a compromise of the food security for the future.
What are the main reasons that lead to students' food insecurity on campus?
I think there is two big factors. The first factor is a financial constraint, because students are supposed to have food out of seven different categories to have a balanced diet. And many of our students are most, let me say, in this sample of my latest study that involves about 600 students on the South Campus in Church Street, more than 80% of that students have between 500 and 1,000 rand for food for a whole month. So if you boil that down, it becomes a very limited amount per meal that they have available. And therefore, you know, they revert back to the most basic things like pop and bread. And fruit is highly unaffordable for them. So that is the one factor. The second factor that contributes to food insecurity is time. Because, you know, the students come from home where they were provided with food, they have no idea how much time it takes to balance their planning to have enough time to prepare food. So then they revert to, you know, all kind of fast food that is not necessarily nutritional. So we must clearly understand that being food insecure doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have food. It also means that you don't have the right food who can, you know, promote your growth and your mental health, and also provide enough energy as well as nutritional value for your brain to optimally study. So the two biggest factors is finances, and the next one time, and then the third factor would be a lack of knowledge and also ignorance about how important sustainable food security are for yourself and how you need to contribute to generate that.
What can students do to combat food insecurity for themselves?
You know, students sometimes revert back to an old principle of cooperation, so they almost form a corporate amongst themselves, and that is something that we highly promote for them to support the lack of time that they have, because if they form a group of five and each one takes a day to be responsible to generate food for the whole grouping of five, you know, the other days they can use their time for preparation for studying. Some of them also pull by, because if you are alone and you have to buy a whole pumpkin or you have to buy a whole cabbie, it is not so easy for you. So if you pull together, you know, you can better distribute that, and it can also help you. So some of them do that. And then a lot of our students participate in the projects that we have on campus, like the vegetable tunnels that we have established, where they come in and they work, and in exchange for that, they can harvest that vegetable and use that vegetable. And that vegetable is, you know, supplemented by packets of beans and lentils that is provided by, you know, partners of us in the industry that make these packages of what we would call dry supply, which would have some, you know, beans, rice, those kind of things that the students can use too. Also some herbs, you know, dry herbs and some, you know, stuff like that that they could also use to flavor their food. So that is what students, you know, do to combat the food insecurity. Some of them would also go to work doing things that is not necessarily so healthy. They will buy the cheapest food with the biggest volume. And, you know, a few years ago, our study revealed that they buy these blocks of chocolate cake, which give them instant energy, you know, with lots of sugar. But on the long term, it is really not combating the food insecurity. It's just filling them for the moment.
What can students do to ensure they have a sufficient balanced diet?
You know, we try to support students to understand that, you know, they have to build their plate by having 2/3 on their plate fruits and vegetables, and then the other 1/3 divided into 2 sticks for a protein, and then also the hydrocarbons, you know, like the rice or the pasta, all that. But our students are really battling to get that balanced diet because, you know, 2-minute noodles is so cheap and they will go for it and not necessarily get the nutritional value. So number one is the picture of a food plate. Having the picture of a food plate in your mind, seeing 2/3 fruits and vegetables and preferably from 3 different colors. You know, I always say to them, go for the 2/3 principle. And remember, we work with 1/3, let you have 3 different colors in that 2/3 of vegetables and fruit, and then get your protein and your hydrocarbons. So that is the first thing that we try to help them to go to a balanced diet. We also help them to understand that a balanced diet goes beyond only the plate that you eat, but what you drink during the day and the importance of water, because that helps you to establish balance in your body. It helps your brain to optimally function, and it also helps you to be hydrated the whole time, because if you dehydrate, you are much more vulnerable and your immune system goes down. And then the third thing that we say, part of a sufficient balanced diet is, what do you do to consume the energy that you got from the food? So that includes, you know, healthy recreation activities that also allow your heart to go up, your heartbeat to go up. So that's what we try to do with students. And then the other thing that we try to help them is to learn them also how to properly plan for a balanced diet. Because you need to plan time to prepare the food. You need time to consume it, to use the food appropriately. Try not to eat while you are studying, because then you cannot really enjoy the food and use the energy appropriately. So that is basically what we do. But I say, get the color picture in your mind. 2/3 spread between 3 colors, your protein and your hydrocarbons. Drink your water, and then you will be very close to a balanced diet.
Now, can you tell us about the university's No Student Hungry initiative?
The initiative started quite a while ago, and their aim was to provide then to students who are deprived of food, you know, a meal per day at least 40 rand. And they, you know, they try to find the most vulnerable students for that. And it's a little bit in the big ocean. With 200 students, it's more than 1 million rand needed. And it's very hard to sustain such a project. And that's why the Department of Sustainable Food Systems have started this initiative of a food tunnels on the campus, where the students can exchange, you know, their time for working in this tunnel and produce a harvest of healthy food. And then they can use that food to consume. And that project works within the resident domain. So as a resident, they get a certain number of food beds that they can produce and harvest. We wish we could help much more students, because it is really a bit in the big ocean that we help, but at least we can help them, and we are sure that they have at least 1 decent nutritional meal per day. What you, however, also need to know, because you have asked me the challenges for the students, and I have explained that time is one of those, that, but the alternative protein, the plant proteins that we promote, that would now be your lentils, your chickpeas, your, you know, certain of your dry beans. Those things take time to prepare. And you can buy it pre-prepared, but then, you know, it's expensive and it already has added salt and other stuff. So the trade-off in this process of helping them not to be hungry is also then to buy some time for them. That's why we are strongly promoting that they form food buddies, so that they, as a collective, you know, buy and as a collective cook. Because then, you know, they can spread the time among them and get the benefits.
So the food tunnel forms part of the No Student Hungry campaign.
No Hungry Student Program. It formed part of it. It wasn't part of it from the initiative. It was after, you know, after that, that in the Prof. Johan van die Kerk and Dr. Jevier Swanepoel, Dr. Ismeri van de Merwe started to look at more alternatives to support the students. And it was then that we started the food tunnels. And it, you know, the food tunnels and the vegetables was at their loveliest in 2020 when COVID started. And the students were off campus at that stage when, you know, we couldn't manage all the harvest. It was too much. And then there was also a reach out to certain places in the community where people were in desperate need for food in that time, and we could donate, you know, kilograms and kilograms of spinach and onions, tomatoes to those institutions. But luckily our students is back on campus now and they can benefit from the full harvest of that tunnels. We also got some fruit trees there, and the whole initiative around also increasing the number of fruit trees there so that we could provide a bigger variety to the students.
And can people actually make donations or help out in any other way?
Yeah, people can make donations. There is different ways that people can make donations. Obviously, they can just give money, which will go into that Now Hungry Student account and where students will be fed. They could also make a contribution through the fact that if there's a farmer or someone who have, you know, extra harvested products that they cannot use, they can donate it and we can use it through our group of students that work in our food tunnel to distribute it to the students who is hungry. But we could also form partners with industry. Like we've got this one industry partner who are providing us with this dry packet ransom, you know, where they gave us a packet that contains lentils, whatever, and with some recipes and sometimes herbs and flavorings, so that the students can use that to supplement the vegetables that they get from the food tunnel.
Any other information that you'd like to add?
I would really like to say that food security is a desperate need and also one of the sustainable goals of the 2030 sustainable goals, where they aim to have no hunger across a broader population. So I think food security and nutrition, you know, to have enough nutrition must really be aim for everyone. And I think as South Africans, we need to be more conscious of what we buy and what we not use and go to waste. Because at our institution, we've got an agricultural engineer, and he always say it is sad that only about 35% of what is produced in Africa are finally consumed. The rest are lost because it is not properly sustained or properly looked after or properly contained. It gets rotten in the chain from the farmer to the consumer. So I think we all need to be much more cautious of what we do. If we can't consume 5 bananas, we don't buy 5 bananas, we buy 3. Because all that other is a real waste and a waste of energy and a lot of resources. So that would be, in short, my final message, that food security and nutrition security must be a core aim for all of us. Because maybe you are food secure and you can have and buy what you want, but there is a huge part of our South African and the African population who are not food secure and who are not having enough to eat.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Oosthuizen. It was great having you for this interview.
Thank you. And I really want to say, enjoy your food, but think of people who don't have food.